Jackson Town Council order. Mayor Miller again sends his regrets that he's got some family medical issues that take his first attention, so he'll do it. Madam Clerk, if you call the roll, please.
Ms. Foltz?
Here.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Here.
Vice Mayor Shepherd?
Here.
Mr. Rudy?
Here.
Ms. Good?
Here.
If you all please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The rulings, there might be a change to the agenda?
There is. I had an oversight, and as far as the minutes, we have the copies of the Town Council special meeting of August 30th, 2018, but I failed to put the approval of those on the actual agenda. So if we could add that approval to the agenda.
Your motion?
I said move.
Your second?
I second.
All righty. Clerk, will you call the question, please?
Okay. Ms. Foltz?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yes.
Ms. Good?
Yes.
Any other deletions, changes to the agenda? Very well. We have a section here to hear from visitors. Any of you folks here to speak up and have anything to say and share with us tonight?
This is wonderful. This adding the minutes and everything, it's great. Absolutely wonderful. Thank you.
I will pass that along to our clerk.
Thank you.
Any of you other folks, anything to say? All righty then, remarks and recommendations from the mayor. Mayor's not here. You've got me to work with tonight. And we'll just move right along. Council members, anyone got anything they want to say? Mr. Manager, do we have any presentations for tonight?
No presentation.
All right. Chief of Police, you're up.
Two small changes. First page of the council report from the police department. Parking citations, I just would like to correct it. Officer Johnson coded in citations the wrong way. He didn't give me credit for anything, but he actually wrote six summonses. And we've also had an additional four vehicles, inoperable vehicles, to be moved from the town again.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. All righty. Town attorney is here. He doesn't have a line on the agenda, but this is your opportunity to speak up.
And nothing at this time, thanks.
All right, very good. Town manager. Kevin, what have you got for us?
Well, I just, a couple of things. One, we signed did the signature yesterday on the bond issue, the loan package, and that'll officially take place on Thursday, the 13th. We had our pre-construction meeting last week. So the well project will be getting started here real soon. In fact, we'll be issuing a notice to proceed within the next day or two. So.
Excellent.
So we'll start to see some activity on that project. And then, of course, the big focus this week is on the pending hurricane weather. Shenandoah County just issued a press release, which I'm sure will go out in the paper, but we'll try to post this on our website, Facebook page, but it's just some thoughts and ideas that people can start preparing for. You know, the track is somewhat still undecided, but we do anticipate a lot of rain and flooding in this area. So, you know, we started making plans. Obviously, our first focus is make sure that, you know, our water, our wells continue in operation, having the necessary manpower in place. Met with fire and rescue today. There's been some meetings at the county level, just preparing for the potential for, you know, some potential flooding, power outages, and so forth. So, you know, communication, staying in touch with all the various agencies will be a key. And we have experience. A lot of the guys like Gail and Randy went through this back in Hurricane Fran in 1996, so we can certainly play off their experience and so forth. So anyway, we just encourage residents to heed the warning, get prepared for power outages as long as 3 days is what the county Emergency Center is encouraging people to take part in and make sure they have necessary supplies and emergency kits and so forth in place. So just stay tuned to your local news and weather and hopefully, you know, we're preparing for the worst, but we're hoping for the better.
Yeah, our water supply, the three water tanks we've got, when they're full, average rural daily usage, how long does it take to drain those down?
Well, each tank, we have three tanks, each is 500,000 gallons. So that's 1,500,000 gallons. Our average daily use is about 300,000 to 350,000 gallons a day.
Okay. And that water is all gravity fed out to all of our customers, so
yeah.
If we should lose power, there'll still be a little bit of tap water coming through.
Yeah, we'll have an emergency generator in place at probably well 2A, which is across the board. Biggest concern is, and we'll ensure that we have personnel on that side of the river, because, you know, with the potential flooding, getting access to the wastewater plant and well 2A over that side could be limited, but we have the necessary measures in place to make sure that we'll have personnel on that side. We'll also be bringing all of our equipment, a lot of our equipment off the public works will be brought across on this side of the river and placed probably up here at the old recycling place on King Street, and probably the town lot here, a lot of our trucks and so forth. So.
And then out back here, we've got a diesel generator to generate electricity for?
For this building.
For this building, okay. And, all right, then. Good.
That's all I have.
Good. All right, then. Committee reports. Finance Committee, we actually had discussions, I think, of the audit already. Talked to the finance director there briefly today, and we finished our fiscal year in June 30th, so time to get all the numbers lined up for the next audit. Let's see. Ordinance Committee, Dennis is not here. Public Safety, Judy, what have you got?
Okay, for the police report, the calls for August were 435, down 32 from July. Criminal offenses were 22, closed or cleared 17, open or under investigation 5. They found 2 open doors or windows at 2 different sites. The rescue and fire report, there were a total of 81 responses with 58 EMS, 23 fire. 80% of the calls were by volunteers. Also, their state dinner for this Saturday night has been canceled until November the 10th. They have a community breakfast on October the 28th. But their main item was they wanted me to let everyone know they passed the state ambulance inspection through the Office of EMS with 100% compliance. This occurs every 2 years, and the inspector stated that our equipment and record keeping was exceptional and that we are a model for other agencies to follow.
I did skip personnel. Roger, how did I do that? Roger, personnel.
Actually, no report. But just
that's why I skipped you. I knew that.
Just to remind the members of the committee, we have a meeting on Thursday along with Kevin and Hillary.
All righty.
At 3 o'clock.
All righty then. Public services. Bonnie, what you got?
You didn't know I didn't have a report? No, I have nothing else to report.
Okay. Public properties?
No report this time. Though I take that back. I let Kevin speak about the sidewalk project.
Thank you. Topic.
Yeah, we talked. We talked last month about getting prepared for that project and meeting with the officials. And I talked with Carl Schaefer, who works for the engineering firm. And he suggested what we do is to wait until we have the contracts in hand, agreements with VDOT, and then schedule a meeting with VDOT. Most of the engineering plans have been drawn up. So he suggested having a meeting with VDOT and the committee to go over the project, and that way we all hear the same. same information at one time. So I suspect probably sometime in October, probably middle of October, we may have those agreements in place.
All righty.
Okay.
Thank you.
So what you're saying is the contracts from VDOT will be available mid-October? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good deal. All righty then, we don't have any old business. Under new business, we have something called a special use permit for Cypress Creek Renewables. The expansion of the solar farm on the Whitehurst property on Turkey Knob Road. We need to set a joint public hearing for October 1st. Do I hear a motion?
I move we set a joint public hearing for October 1st for the solar farm.
All right, we'll come back to the consent agenda, Judy, thank you.
I second that motion.
All right, it's been first and seconded. Do we have any discussion on this for a public hearing? If not, we'll call a question.
Okay. Ms. Foltz?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yes.
Ms. Good?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, let's go back to the consent agenda, which I skipped over because I made notes over top of that line. Do I hear a motion to approve the consent agenda as amended?
I so moved that we approve that agenda as amended.
I second.
Very good, thank you. Made a motion, a second, any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Okay. Ms. Foltz?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yes.
Ms. Good?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All righty then. Well, we didn't quite set a record here tonight, but anyway. All right, well, listen, people in Shenandoah and Mount Jack community are very smart folks. They're very resilient and resourceful. And we got a difficult weekend coming up here ahead of us, but I'm confident we'll all get through it and we'll probably come out to the other side a lot stronger. So God bless you all. Meeting adjourned.